Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Georgia and Lachlan with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, experts have eradicated claims regarding changes to Queensland's anti-discrimination laws. Following a 2021 parliamentary inquiry regarding serious hate crimes, a recently introduced bill sought to ban offensive social media posts displaying hate symbols with increased penalties. Daily Mail Australia claimed these changes could see Australians jailed for 3 years for posting what's deemed to be offensive on Facebook in an attempt to protect minority groups. However, Queensland's Human Rights Commissioner confirms that the changes proposed in the bill did not broaden the scope of conduct considered to be serious vilification.
The Mater Private Hospital will close its intensive care unit next month. The facility's intensive care unit services are due to be merged with the Mater Public Hospital. Concerns were raised by members of staff about patient safety and logistics of the move, with specialist doctors holding a crisis meeting on Wednesday. In a letter addressed to staff, however, the Mater said that considerations had been made regarding patient safety and retention of staff.
In national news, South Australia aims to eradicate illegal vapes. South Australian authorities have decided to hunt down hidden nicotine in vapes sold throughout the state in anticipation of the national ban. Concerns surround vapes which are being sold with false packaging, stating they are nicotine-free. Vape retailers will undergo random checks at risk of $10,000 fines for selling illegal products. As a result of this governmental decision, retailers now require proof from their suppliers that their products are free of nicotine.
New South Wales Police Minister Yasmin Catley has faced questioning from the press following a string of incidents involving alleged misconduct by New South Wales Police. The most recent incident involving an officer who tased a 95-year-old Claire Nowland, which sparked outrage. Minister Catley denied that the police force had a cultural problem and defended them, saying they are doing the job we asked them to do and this is to keep our community safe.
In international news, 5 men have been shot dead in a gang-related shooting in Israel in the Arab town of Yafa an-Nazari, near Nazareth. It is suspected that the shooting was between two feuding families and has been the deadliest such event in years. It comes after mounting deaths of Israeli Arabs, with locals apprehensive that the hardline government, led by the Prime Minister, are willing to address the issue.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.